Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that?
Yeah.
No hassle?
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
The new year is here, and it's the perfect time to kickstart your meditation practice. The Morning Meditation for Women podcast has short, daily guided meditations that will help you start your day with intention and focus, and make it so easy to get you into the habit. Imagine feeling so much more calm and confident in 2025. Follow and listen to Morning Meditation for Women on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Slacker Show. Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
This gets weird because two of us aren't in relationships. There's a story out that you prefer the opposite of you when it comes to finances in a relationship.
Finances, not just... Because opposites attract, right?
Yeah.
Did you believe
I
that?
I disagree with that. That is such an old... I don't think that's true.
I think it's true to an extent. Mm. It's not like complete opposite, but you need someone who's like... If they're an introvert, you might want to be with someone who's a little more extroverted. You balance each other out a little bit.
I think that looks good on paper, but I think most introverts would rather have another introvert where it's like, you want to stay home? Yeah. Oh God, I thought you'd never ask. Do you know what I mean? You don't want somebody going, let's go, come on. Come on, the new blah movie's out. It's like, oh God, I just but really want
to. Someone needs to tell the waitress that they didn't cook my steak long enough. You know, like somebody's got to do it and it's not going to be me.
I do understand that. I don't have that gear, but I'll just eat the terrible steak.
Okay.
Like I don't, but so you're saying you want the opposite of you as far as assertiveness goes?
Oh, maybe. Yeah. That's a good word.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay. But you don't, you wouldn't be attracted to somebody who's just constantly assertive.
No. And that's, I agree with, Aaron, there's a middle ground because you can't be complete opposites. You have to like share some sort of, you have to share values, like general maybe worldview.
Can one of you be a party drinker and one of you be like, I never drink and I'm into fitness?
Right.
Like that just, it's not, that's you're going to burn out.
It doesn't seem too compatible. Yeah.
But that's why I think the financial thing is even weirder because it's like if I am like, I want to save for a retirement home in Akamal, and just live there. And it's like, I want to just go to Akamal now and blow our cash. I mean, you're not going to work out. You both like Akamal, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And that sounds like me and my wife.
Because you're a blow it kind of guy. And she's like...
No.
She's HR.
Yeah. But she's more of the spend money. I'm the whore. I'm the hoarder. I'm the stingy guy.
Wife in HR...
Uh-huh.
The paid mercenary, the hired killer.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
Is the spendy one?
Yeah, and probably some of that is like, look, I have to do all this bad stuff to get this money. I'm going to enjoy it.
Yeah.
I have to like deal with firing people and that is terrible, and so I'm going to enjoy the money.
Treat myself.
Yeah. Where we grew up everything was with a coupon or a sale like
that.
It's just that's a Midwest thing for sure.
You zagged so hard from your childhood that I would think you are a spender. Because, like, your mom didn't like buttons, right?
Mm-hmm.
You can't stop wearing buttons.
Yeah.
Like, you've zagged. Like, I would have assumed. Like, I didn't realize the hoarder came from your mom or from your parents.
From my grandma, really.
Oh, okay.
Was the real.
Because you have, like, I'm not saying you don't like your parents.
But,
like most people, we sort of rebel against their, like, my dad smoked. I wouldn't even put a cigarette near me as a prop. Like, some of the things your parent did that you don't like, you just zag all the way. And if you genuinely don't like the hoarding thing, then why the F are you a hoarder?
I don't know. It's just in me. I think that's one of those things that like, it's, I don't know if it's a gene or whatever, but it's a tendency that you have, but also just when you're raised, like everything is, you look for sales, you look for coupons, and also Midwest too, just in general, we're not a flashy people, right? So like if you're going out and you're buying nice stuff, it's kind of looked down upon, I think, in the Midwest. It's like,
wasting your money on that.
Exactly,
what are you doing?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah, you paid all that extra money for that logo on your jacket. They have the same one down at Kmart kind of thing.
Oh, wow.
That's just how it is. And so my wife, It was from the East Coast, which is a very different approach to, it's more like, where's the logo?
Right. Yeah. No, and then just even
Kmart?
Rent is just like, money just gets lit on fire.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay.
So it was like frustrating at first when we got together because I didn't understand. Like, she wanted to go out to eat. She wanted to go shopping. She wanted to like do all these things. And I was not wanting to do that at all. But she has since helped me. We've kind of met in the middle. We've both inched. She's a little more saver and I'm way more of a spender now.
But is it?
So who helped who?
Was it ever a problem? But like, and I don't want to get weird, but like, she makes more money than you do.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, that's obvious to anyone who knows what people in radio make.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
If she worked a double at McDonald's, she would make more money than
yes.
you make.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm.
Okay. So was she ever like, when you're going, but shouldn't we save? It's like, we can save your money. Like, do you know what I mean? Like, I don't.
No, and I'm trying to, there was even a time, I remember this vividly, this is like so embarrassing, but when we were first getting started dating and I had no money, like just working part time in radio and stuff.
Okay.
And she was still in school, so she didn't have any money either, but I was like out on my own, had an apartment and stuff. And I remember one time we went and we met her parents at a restaurant. We were out and she's like, oh, my parents are at this restaurant. Let's just swing by and say hi. So we swing by and we say hi and we're sitting there and then her parents are like, oh, order some food. And like, okay. And so it happened to be the nicest restaurant in town. And the whole time I'm sweating bullets because I'm like, this is not going well. This is not going well. And so we ordered the meal and then the check comes and I was kind of like, please let her parents pay. Please let her parents pay. And they didn't. And part of it, I think, is because like, well, you're an adult.
You've got our daughter.
Exactly. So they probably didn't want to offend me. They're also assuming like, well, you came, you met us here. It was just kind of a miscommunication thing. And I remember like getting in the car after paying and being like, hey, honey, we cannot do that. Like, I don't want to have this talk with you.
Oh, no.
But we just cannot do that anymore. Like, I have to now find more
extra shifts.
Yeah. Like, I have to pick up money now. And she was just kind of like, oh, I did. It didn't. She
and
didn't
she
mean
stayed
anything.
With you?
Yeah. Yeah. I'm cute.
You're not that.
No. The Slacker Show. Alice. 105.9.